श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 8 लिंक नाउ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन द वर्सेस 8 टू 12 डिक्लेयर्स दैट ही हिमसेल्फ बिकम्स ऑल द मैनिफेस्टेशंस रसोऽहमप्सु कौन्तेय प्रभास्मि शशि सूर्ययो प्रणवः सर्ववेदेषु शब्दः खे पौरुषं नृषु ओ सन ऑफ कुंती आई एम द टेस्ट इन द वॉटर रेडियंस इन द मून एंड द सन आई एम द सेक्रेड सिलेबल ओम इन द वेदास Sound in the ether and manliness in men. Comment. Generally, people attach a lot of importance to money. So greedy people have a natural inclination to earn money and accumulate it. Similarly, by accepting the fact that the Lord is the source of the entire creation, there is no existence of the creation besides the Lord. By accepting this fact, an aspirant has his natural inclination towards him without making any effort. The same fact has been pointed out by the Lord in the 8th verse of the 10th chapter. When he declares, I am the source of the creation. All things evolve from me. Knowing this, the wise adore me with all their heart. In the 46th verse of the 18th chapter, he declares, He from whom the evolution of all beings is, by whom all this is pervaded, worshipping him through the performance of his own duty, man attains perfection. Here the same principle is explained further. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. O son of Kunti, I am sapidity in water. Water emanates from a subtle form of sapidity, rasa tanmatra. It remains in it and it merges in it. If the taste is removed from water, water cannot remain water. Prabhasmi shashi suryayo. I am radiance, light, in moon and the sun. Without radiance, the moon and the sun will lose their essence. Pranavaha, Sarva Vedeshu. I am the syllable Om in all the Vedas. First of all, there was revelation of the syllable Om. It was from this sacred syllable Om that Gayatri was revealed, and it was from Gayatri that the Vedas were revealed. Therefore, the gist of the Vedas is the sacred syllable Om. Shabdaha Khe. Ether emanates from the subtle element sound. It remains in it and it merges in it. Therefore, sound manifests itself as ether. Without sound, ether is meaningless. Paurusham Nrushu. I am manliness in men. It is not enough for a man to possess the human body in order to gain worldly riches, knowledge, name and fame, etc. But all these are perishable. The real man is he who has attained God realization, the ultimate aim of human life. God existed in the past, exists now, and will also exist in the future, because he is eternal. Therefore, a man's purushartha, exertion, consists in making effort with promptness and zeal to realize God. Without attaining Him, human life is in vain. Appendix. In the 6th and 7th verses, the Lord has mentioned that He is the cause of the entire creation. Therefore, now the Lord describes His divine glories in the form of cause from the 8th verse to the 12th verse. Though the effect has special characteristics which is not found in the cause, yet the cause has its independent existence. That is, without cause, the effect has no independent existence. As earth is the cause and jar is the effect, water can be filled in a jar, but this characteristic is not found in the earth. But without earth, a jar has no independent existence. It means that the cause is changed into effect. In making a jar, the doer, the material, and the effect, the three are not one. That is, the cause, clay, and the effect, jar, are of one class, but the doer, potter, has his different independent existence. But in creating the universe, the doer, the material, and the effect, these three are only God. Therefore, sapidity is also God, and water is also God. Radiance is also God, and moon and sun are also God. Om is also God, and the Veda is also God. Sound is also God, and ether is also God. Manliness is also God, and man is also God. The earth is changed into the form of a jar, but God does not change in the form of the world. The reason is that the thing which is changed is mutable, while God is immutable. As in the dark, a string, rope, appears in the form of a snake, or the snake appears in the form of a coil. Similarly, God appears in the form of the world. It means that in God, there is no distinction of effect and cause, because there is nothing besides Him. There is a distinction between the cause and effect from the man's point of view. Therefore, in order to explain it to men, by assuming the existence of some other thing or the other, God is described, discussed, considered, and reflected on, and there are questions and answers, etc., on Him. Nyodyam va pariharo va kriyatam dvaita bhasya. End of chapter 7, verse 8 by Swami Ramsukdasji.